Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji continues with the lecture series on highlights of the Upanishads. Swamiji is presently talking on the Katha Upanishad. And now, our revered Guru, Pujyatman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kathopanishad in chapter 2 and section 2, mantra number 6. The topic is gaining insight into realizing Brahman. Same old topic. Hantata idam parvekshyami guhyam brahma sanatanam yatha cha maranam prapya atma bhavati gautama. O Gautama, Nachiketa is being addressed as Gautama because he's descendant of sage Gautama. I will again explain to you the eternal secret pertaining to Brahman, the manner in which the soul exists after death. Exists as well as exists. Both are correct. Sanskrit word is guhyam. Guhyam relates to secret. This word is formed on the basis of guha. Guha is a cave. That which is hidden deep in the cave of your heart. That's guhyam. And the highest truth is the greatest guhyam. It's the reality of your heart. The essence of your heart. You don't have to just go into the cave, but never can get out of it. All that is settled. Whenever we say cave, why it is cave? Your spiritual movement begins with the physical plane, and you have the project of moving from body to prana, from prana to mind, from mind to intellect, from intellect to the causal, from causal to the innermost depth of the cave. The front of the cave is what you look like, your body, at the front. Step into it, what vitalizes your body? Body will mean nothing if there is no prana in it. So it's prana that excels your body, but you have to get into the cave. First, you enter into the cave, go into the level of prana. There is no physical entry, you must understand, it's allegorical. Bring your attention from body to the level of prana, vital. Understand, you are more vitality than the physical body. If vitality is not there, nothing of it. Physical body will be just a stone. But then, vitality is not the culmination of your personality, not the highest level. Your vitality is operated by mind. Mind tells it where to go. Go to the head, go to the feet. Harmonize yourself. Disharmonize yourself. The person is angry, go to his face. So, what is behind your prana? Manomaya kosha, mind and senses. But are the mind and senses the ultimate in you? they themselves are being operated by intellect and ego. That's called Vijnanamaya Kosha. Your ego, entwined by intellect, directs the prana, whether it should be at rest, whether it should be distracted, whether it should focus more on the eyes or more in the ears. Then we begin to listen. Prana is controlled by mind, and mind and senses controlled by intellect. But intellect is not very clear. Intellect is gripped by ego. The predicament of the intellect is just like a monkey, rather, just like a person who is gripped by a monkey. Intellect is a person, and ego is like a monkey. A monkey has two legs. The legs entwine the neck. The legs are raga, dvesha, attachment and hatred. So your intellect does not see things clearly. It looks at the monkey ego. What do you say? Someone is talking about me. What do you say? If ego is sattvic, it says, don't worry. They are not talking against you. If ego is rajasic, how dare? Go close to them. Listen to what they are saying. And don't ignore it. I'm dramatizing it to make it. But then intellect itself is not the absolute master. It is obeying subtle samskaras of the unconscious, which are being under the control of God, the Ishvara. And God, as you will study, is Brahman, the absolute. So as you have entered the cave, first step, physical body. Second step, the pranas, vital sheath. Third step, manomaya kosha, mind and senses. Next step, intellect and ego. Next step, unconscious with impressions. Next step, I've come to the core of the cave. And that core opens up to eternity. So whoever guides you through this, therefore the guru term comes. One who illuminates this process, enables you to move into the cave of the heart. And therefore the knowledge of Brahman is guhyam. And guhya term has become a popular term. Anything profoundly secret is guhya. And more village style gur. If you don't understand it, we're a boor. Boor is a dull. What happens to the self after death? This topic I have covered before, but here the context is, ultimately, what is the goal of the soul? If you have not attained enlightenment, your soul, blended with subtle body, moves on to another body, through a process of reincarnation. The process goes on endlessly. You have not come into this body for the first time, as long as you can remember the creation. There has not been a time when you were not there. In what form, that God knows. But you never emerged out of absolute zero. So that it's a staggering view, but don't let your mind stagger. Some things are very simple as well as very complex. If you are experiencing a dream, in your dream you suddenly begin to reflect, who am I? Who has created this world? Someone, a philosopher near you, will tell you, this is beginningless. And there wasn't a time when you were not there. Though into the dream you went just within minutes. Now you are facing complex problem of a creation that has no beginning. And you believe in it. When you wake up, all this doesn't matter. When you attain enlightenment, time is no longer your reality. Time, space are experienced through your mind. They are projections. deepest level, you are not confined to time or space. When you go to sleep, the awareness of time and space moves away from you. But as long as you are the soul in the process of reincarnation under the umbrella of ignorance, so long there will be time, space, reality of your coming back with karmas, karmas that will be good and bad, virtuous and vicious. Karmas will go on giving you different types of experiences in life. I'm not going into too much detail. But all these experiences of the soul are not the reality. Just like you enter into a dream and the dream world is again, while dreaming, beginningless and endless. And yet the entire dream is nothing. Snake on the rope. Even the rope is there. In the same way, the entire world experience is a marvelous miracle of nerves, brain centers. A divine presence becomes refracted through one's mind and senses, through one's nervous system and this complex body. And all that you are studying is projections of that predicament of being conditioned. Become unconditioned is same as wake up from your dream. While dreaming, if someone says, roll up all this, you will have a terrible problem. Everything I have to roll back and get out of this. Roll up your house, roll up your garden, roll up all things. You don't belong here. But waking up is not based on the interpretation of your dream mind. Your mind should not struggle. Your mind should understand the art of awakening. Much in the same way, in day-to-day life, your mind should not struggle too much. While studying Brahmagyan, not going to go into the study of the vast universe, when it was created, how was it created, how does the light travel, how much distance it makes in a year. All that knowledge is comfort simplified. Now try to understand this magic of mind. Without going into all these elaborate, allow the mind to flow. Faith, Ishvara Smarana, Satsanga, meditation, Samadhi. Get out of the grip of nervous system. Get into the plane of mind and start waking up. And you go into the Guhyam level, heart level, and you wake up. Nothing ever existed. All the while there is nothing but Brahman, the Absolute. That's called Brahmagyan. That's what happens when individuality is shed. That's real death. The death of individuality. Death of the illusion of the triad. Seer, seen and sight. I'm not never tired of it, triad. When you dream, dream subject doesn't exist. Dream subject is an illusion. The world of the dream doesn't exist. Next time you try it out. And your interacting experience of pleasure and pain doesn't exist. Three cheats, three deceptive concepts maintain all the dream experience. In waking state, you are not any different. Do you know yourself? The moment you have problem with the body, you have to go to a doctor. You have too much problem with your mind, you want a psychologist. And psychologist tells you, this is not you. I will help you to become you, to lead you to who you are. Likewise, in a spiritual field, saints and sages, guru tells you, this is not you. Not Tamasi. You are Bambal. So you don't know yourself. Do you know the world? In spite of all the scientific advancements, there is a staggering expansion of mystery that coming generations will go on probing and they will still stay in dark. The more you know, the more you become aware of the immensity that is unknown. So, where is the world? You are not knowing yourself. The world is not known. An interacting experience between two erroneous factors, you and the world, has created all the history, all the drama, all that is maya. At this rate, I will not go further, so let me go. Yoni manye prapadyante shadiratvaya dehina sthanu manyenu sanjanti yatha karma tatha shrutam yatha shrutam. According to its karmas from the past and its vasanas based on previous austerities, the individual soul is led to different embodiments. Some souls incarnate in movable forms. Some rare souls stay immovable. They attain liberation. They become Brahman. The Upanishad uses the term immovable. Many interpret it that they go into form of trees and flowers, etc. But profounder meaning is souls that attain enlightenment. They have become Brahman. Brahman is sthanu, immovable, immutable. Some rare souls attain that. Most souls that are not enlightened, they are led by their karma and their upasana, implying karma means, I will not go into too much detail, all the prarabdha karma of yours from the past, that determines how long you are going to live, in what family you are born, how, and it gives you a general sketch of your personality. On the basis of prarabdha, you go on operating. By purushartha, by self-effort, you change the course of prarabdha. If your self-effort involves spiritual practice, then you are bringing upasana, a divine aspect of meditating on God, japa, expressions of divine activities, karma and upasana. Majority of people, majority of the souls are led by their karmas to different embodiments. If upasana has blended, souls will be more righteous, doer of good things. And if upasana is of a higher order, souls will come into prosperous family, type of prosperity that encourages the soul to progress in a spiritual way. Buddha was born in a prosperous family. He must be prosperous, he was a prince. Or if you are highly advanced, prosperity, material prosperity is no longer needed. You can be born in any family, especially simple families. And so all types of great souls have come into the world, led by karma, by upasana. If you have attained jnana, then you are stuck with Brahman. You are not coming back. Stuck is not in the wrong way. You realize I am Brahman.